Israeli officials say they are allowing 2.2 million liters of fuel into Gaza, enough fuel for the Gaza power plant to generate electricity for about a week. The plant ran out of fuel on Sunday, shutting off power to Gaza City. There were also deliveries of diesel fuel for hospital generators, cooking gas, food, and medicine. The first such deliveries since last Thursday, when Israel sealed its borders with Gaza in response to Palestinian rocket attacks against the southern Israeli town of Sderot. UN officials who had warned of an imminent humanitarian crisis welcomed the decision, but they say the threat of future closures makes it impossible to plan for reliable delivery of humanitarian supplies to Gaza's population. Chris Gunness is a spokesman for the United Nations in Jerusalem.
This drip-drip on-off here-today, gone-tomorrow policy of the Israeli establishment does not allow us to plan and sustain a humanitarian and human development operation to over a million people.
Israeli officials say their policy of sealing Gaza's borders worked, saying Qassam rocket attacks against Sderot virtually ceased after the power went out in Gaza. Ariel Meckel is Israel's foreign ministry spokesman.
What we will do, we will monitor the situation, and we will monitor two things. The number of Qassams, or the attacks on Israel, this is what we will monitor. But we will also monitor the humanitarian situation in Gaza, because we don't want a humanitarian crisis.
Meckel says those two conditions will determine whether Israel allows more supplies into Gaza or not. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she has spoken with Israeli officials and urged them to avoid a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, saying innocent Gazans should not suffer. Earlier, the European Union issued a strong condemnation of the Gaza border closure, calling it collective punishment against a civilian population. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.